Thank you so much. So thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm Nahid Sarr. I work as the Senior Program Manager at Hive Pakistan. Hive Pakistan is a social impact organization. I've been in development sector for a little over 8 years now. Before joining Hive Pakistan, I used to write about social and women-related issues. Those stories that often came from the margins, but carried deep insights into how our society, the Pakistan society, works. I also co-wrote and led a series of street theater campaigns on harassment in educational institutions and workplaces, because we thought of theater as a way to start uncomfortable but necessary conversation. A little about Hive Pakistan. We are a social organization, like I said, working on peace building, minority rights, countering violent extremism, and gender-based issues. Our work centers on strengthening the grassroots actors, the people who live with the conflicts and resilience every day, and supporting them to design the solutions rooted in their own realities, in their own mechanisms of conflict resolution. Long before the development sector started working in Pakistan. We discourage that Hive or any other entity dictate them to how they should be resolving their conflicts or the issues that is harming their communities. At Hive, we also strive to decolonize the peace and development work.
Thank you so much, Nahid, for sharing the video. I hope you are now back on our audio to share your reflections.
Yes, I'm back. Sorry, the connectivity issue.
No
problem. Friends, just to build the context, what you all saw is actually at Hive, we learned that women don't experience peace at negotiation tables or policy forum. I'm talking about the common women, rural women from underserved communities. They experience it in their daily lives, in their homes, on their streets, and within their communities. This video captures those everyday acts of care, protection, connection, how women create peace quietly by exercising their agency, their observation. Often their work that benefits the whole community goes unrecognized but has lasting impact. And we are seeing this because the project that we have seen, we were initiated in last year and the year before. And still those interventions are still working and communities are benefiting from that. Just to add here, you see, during our work, one thing that really stood out was how even when women are physically present in discussions, they really share their own views, their opinions. Often the conversations were dominated, or you say, hijacked by their male counterparts, leaving very little space for women's voices. And of course, the fear of ridicule or dismissal. I myself, a woman, and I know I myself refrain from sharing or expressing my views. So just imagine the women who never been given the space to speak for herself from underserved community, how she would be feeling when she's engaged or present in a conversation and being dominated by the male counterparts. So of course this could be another reason that they choose to stay silent. But when we created an enabling environment, through regular community women bodies and women-centered conversation settings, a space where they felt safe, heard, and respected. They begin to open up. They begin to share how they see peace. Now, some of you might look at these initiatives and say, "Oh, it's just a wash project or just a cleaning drive," but it's much more than that. It's not about installing street lights or building communal washrooms. It's about facilitating the spaces where women can define peace in their own language and lived realities. The life that they experience every day, the fears that haunts them every day. If a woman knows that her daughter can safely go out to relieve herself, or that she can walk home from work after dark without fear because there are now street lights. That is peace for her. You and I cannot define peace for any for her in any other way, because peace for these women is not an abstract idea. It's the dignity, safety, and quiet assurance into the fabric of their everyday life. Thank you so much for watching this video, and thank you so much for listening to me. And if you have any question, I'm here to answer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nahid.